I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Every election comes with an uproar. It doesn't matter where you are or what position is being filled. But in some countries, elections aren't just divisive, they're downright deadly. We've got a story for you today coming from Nepal. And there's a growing need within the church for caregivers and those who can support the caregiver. We'll get to that in a moment. But the story that leads today's program comes from Nepal, a country that had their first local elections in 20 years this past Sunday, marking renewed efforts to establish themselves in the modern world. The vote tallying for phase one in the elections is ongoing. But getting to this point hasn't been easy for Nepal, since the last few months have been marked by riots and an import blockade from India on the southern border. Greg Kelly with World Mission says change in Nepal is slow as generations and ethnic groups clash, and the church hasn't been unscathed.
Nepal has really trying to move into that place of religious freedom, but there's a lot of challenges to that. For generations, it's been a Hindu nation, and so the persecution, interestingly, comes very much from a localized standpoint.
World Mission strategically distributes their audio Bible called The Treasure in Nepal.
An issue like water becomes an enormous inroad into a community. World Mission has a division called Zoe Waters, and we just did a very large water filtration installation. These water filtration units that we put in these communities have literally become a lifeline. And so we combine that with our treasure distributions, and that's a place where the church is really thriving.
Would you pray that the gospel would continue to spread there? Next, since Egypt's recent release of an Egyptian-American charity worker, it's not too much of a stretch to wonder if political tensions are thawing out in that country. And if they are, how will it affect minorities like Christians? Well, unfortunately, not much, according to Terry Ascott from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. But a lack of change doesn't mean that God isn't at work in Egypt. Ascott, who spent 44 years in the Middle East, shares,
"It's a very important country for the future of the Christian faith. Half of all the Christians in the whole Middle East and North Africa live in Egypt. In that respect, it's a great resource pool. It's a missionary sending center. It's a ministry sending center. And if you look across the churches in the Gulf and other places where there are small numbers of Christians, many of the pastors and Christian leaders are Egyptians who've gone there to witness for their faith and to support local communities."
Christians in Egypt do face possible targeting for extremist attacks. And Ascott says this isn't driving Christians away. Rather, it's driving them toward prayer. So would you pray too? Pray that Egypt's church would be encouraged. Pray for the leadership in the churches, strength, and for the Holy Spirit's work, that these Christians would be a witness to others. And finally, the needs within the church can vary from congregation to congregation. But Tom Lothimer of Life Matters Worldwide says there's one need that'll continue to exist for all churches: loving care for the sick and elderly. Because of this, Life Matters is constantly looking for more and better ways to resource the local church through their LIFT program, which stands for Living in Faith Together. And along with training and consultation, Life Matters offers a variety of online resources. Most recently, they've added videos that touch on topics like bereavement, dementia, and more.
It's a great resource for anyone, even young people, if they want to understand the whole aging process and how do you minister to those who have been there a long time, but yet now they're in the latter days of their life. How do we minister to them and care for them?
In meeting someone in their hour of greatest need with love and compassion, doors open to share the gospel, and the value of life is lifted up.
We want to provide opportunities for the local church to have a meaningful impact, not only within their body, but even outside of their local church, and so that they can really address the sanctity issues in their communities.
Learn how to get started at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.